Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Friday, December 23rd. It's kind of a rainy day here. I think we're going to have a rainy Christmas here in the Dallas, North Texas area. But I do want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And in fact, that's what we're going to do today. We've got a little message, a little Christmas message that we want to share with you on this, the day before the 24th. I don't know what they call that. But the day before the 24th is usually the day that everybody's kind of running around. A lot of people work today, so this is a business day for most people. But tomorrow, the 24th, that's when everything seems to be focused on the big dinner. At least in our tradition, our Spanish tradition, we have a big meal on the 24th, and then of course Santa Claus comes on the 25th. So Merry Christmas to all of you as you're getting ready for this amazing day. Before we go any further, let me tell you about a couple of friends that I have highlighted on the show information. If you look there in the show description, you'll see a line that says "Shop here for residential electricity rates." Look, if you're looking for, if you're shopping for electricity rates, everybody does that at least once every couple of years. If you're in the market right now for that, your contract is up, whatever may be the case, just click on that link. It'll take you to a website. You put your zip code, and it'll give you a quote. Hopefully, it is better than what you're paying now or something that improves your situation. And if that's the case, we'd love to have your business. The second line says clickaudible.com. This is a great service, and I've been associated with them now for a couple of years. Just an absolutely wonderful company. This is where you go to get your audiobooks. You know, audiobooks have become a big part of our lives. People are listening to books these days. You know, you're busy or running around, but you still want to read. I mean, you still want to stay in touch with books and so on. And audible.com is a great way to do it. Click on that website, go to the website, just navigate. You don't have to do anything, but I think you'll find a couple of things about audible.com. Number one, they've got a lot of inventory. And number two, they make it very easy for you to get yourself an audiobook. So try it out. Try it out and get into the habit of listening to books. Well, I mentioned that this is the day before the 24th. I'm not sure what they call that. Obviously, the 24th is Christmas Eve. I guess this would be Christmas Eve before Christmas Eve, whatever they call it. But it's usually a day when most people are sort of lining things up for the big day on the 24th or the 25th. In our case, as I mentioned, a Spanish tradition has always been what they call Noche Buena, which is usually a big dinner on the 24th, a big family dinner. And then usually after that, you go to Mass, you know, the midnight Mass, which is very rarely at midnight, but it's usually at 10, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. In our particular case, the church here has a Christmas carols program before the Mass. So you get there early and you listen to all these wonderful Christmas carols, which is always a big part of the holiday. So then, of course, on the 25th, now this depends obviously a lot on whether or not you have little kids or not. When, you know, our sons were little, obviously waking up and going to the tree to see what Santa Claus brought you was a big deal. Not that much anymore now that everybody's a bit grown up, but you still get excited about your Christmas gift, even as much as you grow up and you become an adult. You're still excited about getting a Christmas gift. I think it's one of the nicest things about the Christmas holiday is exactly how much excitement we get out of these gifts or Christmas cards or messages or salutes that we get from many of our friends. In the old days, of course, and when I say the old days, I mean 5 years ago, people used to mail out Christmas cards. I think a lot more now people are doing the virtual messages by email or whatever. And that's what I do. I usually get a little, you know, one of these cards and on the internet, and I send it out by email to all my friends. So I do that usually on the 24th so that they get it that day. But of course, in the old days, you had to mail these things like 2 weeks ago, hoping they would get it by the 25th. So things have changed, but the basic idea of Christmas has not. It's still Christmas. It's still the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And that's really what this is all about, the birth of Christ. That is really the overriding reason for the holiday. So I want to take a few minutes today and talk a little bit about all of this. And of course, I want to thank you so much for your support of the radio program. We've had a lot of good listeners. I want to thank you so much for reading my American Thinker articles. It's been an absolutely wonderful thing. In fact, I've got a couple of articles coming up here in the 24th and 25th that you'll see in the morning. They've already been sent in. And these are articles about Christmas. Tomorrow, the 24th, you will see an article about what is happening down in Christmas in Venezuela, which is just a tragedy, how the Maduro government, the left-wing government, is using Christmas to exploit children. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Basically, what they've done is they've confiscated the toys, and they're going to give toys, obviously, to the children of the people that they love, and the rest of the kids, well, hopefully their parents can buy it in the black market, or they can go to Miami and buy some, or they can cross the Colombian border and get their toys. But it is really sad how a government would use kids. And then on the 25th, I'm going to be posting an article where I talk about an article about a Christmas tree that was written by Dr. Ileana Johnson. She's, of course, of Romanian descent, and she wrote a great article about what it was like to have a Christmas tree growing up in communist Romania. So those two articles are going to be part of the Christmas presentations on the 24th and the 25th, and I hope you enjoy those as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. But one thing that I always like to do on Christmas Day is go back and remember that first Christmas in the United States when we first got here. We got here in September, so Christmas came quickly, and it took us we had to get into the Christmas spirit of our new country fairly quickly. And I remember, of course, the football games, the Green Bay Packers and all that kind of stuff up there living in Wisconsin. Obviously, the snow was a big deal. We were not familiar with snow whatsoever. And then, of course, Santa Claus was something fairly new to us because we knew about Santa Claus. I mean, it's not that we didn't know anything about it, but we used to get gifts from the three wise men. That's how we got the gifts. And so Santa Claus was something that we were not accustomed to, although we knew the tradition of Santa Claus showing up on the 25th. And we knew it because one of my dad's uncles was married to a Cuban lady who had grown up in the United States. So on December 25th, the morning of Santa Claus, we used to go to their home when we were kids. We used to go to their home, and she would always say, "Look what Santa Claus brought for you." So we kind of knew what it was, but obviously it was not the main focus of our Christmas when we were little. But once we got here and once we got to know the country and so on, we got into it. And, of course, we got into all the Christmas carols like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jingle Bell Rock, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and all that kind of stuff that we enjoy now a great deal. And it's all part of being an American and enjoying this great country. And for us, that first Christmas, well, we had to get used to that. But it was a lot of fun because learning about Christmas is always fun, no matter what language or what culture you're dealing in. We're going to take a little break. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back right after this. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas with a Merry Christmas message today. You know, I was talking about our first Christmas in the United States and learning about American football, which we had to because we didn't know anything about that sport. We used to play baseball in December in Cuba, and now we're here, and they're playing football. It didn't take us a long time to figure it out because we were a couple of active kids, and we were social kids, and, you know, we got out there on the field, and pretty soon we were passing the ball and tackling and doing everything else that our friends were doing. But I mentioned having grown up there in the Packers on this day. This is amazing. I had not heard this name in a long time. Paul Hornung, who was wore number 5 with the great Green Bay Packers of the 1960s, he turns 81 today. So happy birthday to Paul Hornung. He was one of the great Packers of those great Packer teams. He was with the Packers from like 56 to 66, something like that. They won four NFL titles, and they won the first Super Bowl, which was in January 1967. He was with the team. He was kind of, by that time, I don't think he was kind of a veteran by then. I'm not sure how much time he got in that first Super Bowl, but he was one of the integral parts of the Green Bay Packers of the 60s. One of my favorite players. He wore number 5. Interesting background. He was a quarterback at Notre Dame when he was drafted. And then when he played for the Packers, he was a running back, and he was also the kicker. He was also the punter, as I recall. So he not only scored touchdowns, he also got points for, you know, point after touchdown, the extra point, I guess, and the field goals. I mean, this is a guy who actually scored a lot of points in his career, more than your typical running back would do. The Packers at that time had a great running back field. They had Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor. Jim Taylor was number 31. Bart Starr was the quarterback. They had a great offensive line. And I'm telling you, that was a great team, and that was a very easy team. I think one of the reasons that we learned about football so quickly in the United States was because of the Packers. I mean, they were a very easy team to fall in love with because they were, of course, winning teams. And speaking of football, also on this day in history, 1951, the very first NFL championship game. That's what they used to call the Super Bowl before. They used to call it the NFL championship game. But anyway, the very first NFL championship game on this day in 1951 to be televised. And it was televised. It was the Rams, Los Angeles Rams, versus the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Los Angeles Rams, of course, moved to St. Louis. Now they're back in Los Angeles. I think that's a good move for the Rams and for their fans as well, who were happy to have their team back. Hopefully St. Louis will get another team down the road. And, of course, the Cleveland Browns, this is the first generation Cleveland Browns who went to Baltimore in the late 90s. Now they have another team in Cleveland. But the Browns and the Rams had their first NFL championship game televised on this day in 1951. We're going to get back into the politics, obviously, in the next few shows. We're going to do a show with Bill Katz on the 24th, where we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in 2016. And I will tell you, I think 2016 was an amazing year. A year ago, I would have never predicted what happened. I never predicted that Donald Trump would be the nominee. I didn't predict that he would win the election a year ago, but he did it. He did it, and he gets a lot of credit for that. He should get a lot of credit for that. Now, as we look ahead to 2017, and we'll be doing a lot of shows on 2017 and looking ahead to the Trump administration, I think the one thing that is really standing out for me with respect to Mr. Trump is that he's got a very unique style, and it's either going to work or it's not going to work. It's one of those things. I think it's going to work, but if things go well, I think the style is going to be very good. If things go bad, it may not work for him. I'm thinking that things are going to go well, but you never know. You never know in politics. So we'll get into a lot more of that in some of the upcoming shows next week, as well as the first week of the year when we begin to look at 2017. But I cannot close the program without congratulating the Dallas Cowboys, who last night became the NFC East champions. And that's because the Giants were defeated last night by the Eagles. So when the Giants went down last night, the Cowboys became the NFC East champions. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe they have the best record, which means they will have home field advantage throughout the postseason. And that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun, having the Cowboys in the postseason again, because it's been a few years, to tell you the truth. It's been a few years. Well, let me say it again. Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday, and we look forward to chatting with you the next time around. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Let me say it. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Enjoy yourselves. Don't eat too much, because I need you back on the radio in a couple of days. Have a wonderful day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.